Today's feast of the baptism of the Lord brings to a close the liturgical season of Christmas. We remember in this feast how Jesus went to where John the Baptist was baptizing people, and he himself underwent a baptism. John's baptism was a baptism of repentance for sin. Now, did Jesus need to repent? No. But he did this as a way of showing to people that what John was preaching, repentance, was correct. That is what the message of the gospel was about. Repent and believe the good news. The kingdom of God is at hand. And that was Jesus' proclamation as well. Repent, turn away from sin. The kingdom of heaven of God is at hand. Now, John the Baptist is a transitional figure between the Old and New Testaments. He's really the culmination of everything that went before. He points to the Messiah, and he's there to indicate this is the fulfillment of God's promises. So John was really the last of the great prophets, pointing out the Christ when he came. And Jesus probably was a disciple of John the Baptist, because Friday, the reading from the gospel says that Jesus was doing a baptism of repentance in a different part of the Jordan Valley. So he was following in the tradition of John the Baptist. Now, the baptism that Jesus was administering was not the baptism that we know as Christians. That only came about through his death and resurrection. But nonetheless, it's an indication of the proclamation of the good news that started at the very beginning of time, continues through the prophets, the kings of Israel, and culminates in Jesus Christ, who is not just the message bearer, but the message itself. He is the fulfillment of all of God's promises. He is heaven. He is our hope. He is our amen. And we are baptized into Jesus Christ, into his death and resurrection. And so we're supposed to be following as disciples in his path to continue the work that he was doing. And in the gospel today, it says that Jesus will baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire. Now, we know that when we're baptized, we are immersed in the water. We are going down into the grave, so to speak, to die to our sinfulness, and then we come out of the water as new creations, sons and daughters of God. We are stamped with the image of Jesus Christ. So we are his people, and we are called to continue his work. Now, the gospel also says that he will baptize with fire. So a question we can ask today is, the fire of baptism, is it burning in us? Do we have the fire of our faith in our bellies? Are we stoking that fire? Or are we constantly putting it out, throwing cold water on it because it's so demanding, or at least we think it's demanding? But that's the question we have to ask, because God says we're being baptized with fire, but what are we doing with that fire? Are we giving fuel to that fire? All the good things we're called to do, prayer, celebration of the sacraments, repentance, the good works, the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. Those are ways in which we feed that fire so it's really burning. But are we letting that fire burn in our hearts and in our minds, in our spirits? Or, as I say, are we putting it out? Are we stamping it down because we don't want to get involved? We don't want to have to give up what we want in terms of fulfillment and joy and happiness. If you look at John the Baptist, did he have a fire in his belly for the gospel message? Yeah. Where did it take him? His head chopped off. But that's where the fire led him. Jesus, did he have that fire? Well, he had the fire of fires. And where did that lead him? Death on a cross. And the reason we're here today is because there were Christians throughout history who had that fire in their hearts, in their souls, in their bellies, and they fed it so that they could pass on that good news to other people. We wouldn't be here without that. We wouldn't be here without people like that who fed that fire of faith, who didn't turn away from suffering, who didn't turn away from the difficulty of the journey, who didn't care if people persecuted them, ridiculed them, rejected them, killed them. That's why we're here. It's not because people throughout the centuries had a nice, easy way of following the Lord as his disciples. No, it's because of those very disciples that took seriously their commitment to their baptism, which is a commitment to discipleship in Jesus Christ, to being a disciple, and willing to suffer whatever came along because they knew their true treasure was Jesus Christ. Now, we've been baptized with that same Holy Spirit in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We've been baptized with that same fire. It was put in there when we were baptized, but has the fire gone out? And if it's gone out, what are we doing about it? We're called to be a light to the world. Well, if we let that fire go out, we're not a light to the world. Jesus was a light to the world because he kept that fire of obedience to the will of the Father going. We're called to do the same. So how do we keep that fire burning? How do we make it brighter? Well, we're called to celebrate the sacraments, repent of our sins, reach out to people who are in need, profess our faith, proclaim it, share it with others. Are we going to be like those Christians throughout the centuries who have not proclaimed their faith, who didn't keep the fire burning, or like those who did keep the faith burning and were willing to go forth and say, you know, I know how to find true joy, true peace, true happiness. It's in Jesus Christ. Are we willing to give that message to other people, to shine the light of Jesus Christ in the darkness, especially for those who don't have a clue that there is a God who loves them, who created them in his own image and likeness, and wants them to be part of his community, his body, the church? What are we doing to bring that light out into the world? Are we willing to let go of our willfulness, not to worship anything but God? And as always in the scriptures, it's an either or. It's one or the other. There's not many choices. It's either God or it's not God. It's either God or mammon. And mammon is anything that pulls us away from truly worshiping God, of letting that fire burn no matter the cost, no matter what happens in our lives. But when we're focused on careers, money, possessions, even family, and we don't think that Jesus Christ should be number one, then of course we're letting that fire burn out. So what are we going to do this coming week to get that fire burning? Are we going to step out in faith and let the fire be seen? Because when we do that, that's one of the ways in which we fuel the fire, by sharing our faith with others. And that's what God commands us to do through our baptisms, to go out into the world and proclaim the good news to every creature. That's our basic baptismal commitment, to proclaim the gospel. Indeed, obviously, by helping people, honoring, respecting people, feeding people, clothing people, but also in word. If we never speak about Jesus Christ, how will people know that there is a Jesus Christ who is Lord and Savior and wants to give them that baptism of fire and the Holy Spirit to bring them into his body so that they too can know real happiness, real joy, real peace, no matter what's going on? So as you go forth this week, take stock of the fire that was given to you at baptism. How well is it burning? Have you been giving it fuel? Have you been stamping it down so that you don't have to follow through on the promises of your baptism? What do you need to do to get it going again, to get it really bright, and to step out in faith to proclaim the gospel, to let that fire shine, shine in a darkened world where there is so much evil and sin and suffering, which the gospel can in some way bring to light and heal so that people are not afraid, not worried, but rather on fire with their faith and willing to step out and say, I am a follower of Jesus Christ. This is the truth, and I proclaim it in word and deed. So again, you're going to be faced with many, many people who are walking in darkness. Will you take that light that was entrusted to you in baptism and show it to other people? Will you put aside fear and worry and not worry how people are going to respond, but simply do it because you know this is the way, the truth, and the life. This is the answer to every major question we can possibly come up with. So it's up to us each and every day to keep that fire burning, to get it even more hot, more bright, so that people can see the truth, who is Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. And there is no other way. It is through Jesus. So let your light shine this week and every week. Do what you need to do to let it grow bright and shiny so that other people can see Jesus Christ in you, because you do bear him in the world, and come to believe in him and let their light shine in his name.